All right, so welcome to another episode of the Superior Man podcast. I was really inspired to do this episode. Even though I'm really sick right now, I wanted to make this episode because I recently posted on my Facebook profile and also on my Instagram story how to overcome shit tests. And I talked about how shit tests are not a real thing. You know, I talked about how it's not fucking real. If you are a cool guy, women won't shit test you. And guess what happened? So every guy started messaging me. No, you're lying. Women shit test me all the time. I've experienced it myself. I've overcome shit tests myself. And I got a flood of comments. I got a flood of people telling me that what I was saying was not true. And so I decided to create this podcast episode because I have to go really in depth on this topic and just kind of clear the air so that you don't have to waste more time dealing with all this pickup indoctrination where it's not going to fucking help you with women, so that you can actually break away and break free from this so that you can authentically express yourself to women and never have to deal with shit tests ever again. So let me discuss what it means to have a shit test. You know, what's the definition of a shit test? So in terms of pickup guys who've been teaching this, what a shit test is, basically, you go up to a woman and a woman goes, wow, this guy's really confident. So therefore, I want to test them to see if this confidence is real. So they'll say something or make a remark or ask a question to kind of throw you off and see whether you're an unreactive man. Now, this makes quote unquote sense. You know, this is something that if you think about it, it's like, okay, that makes sense in terms of how women work, in terms of their psychology. But one thing that this doesn't make sense on is years and years of research that has been predicated on evolutionary psychology and human psychology to understand what humans want. Now, when I actually made this post and I talked about how shit tests aren't a real thing, I was basing it off of two different things. One, years and years of evolutionary psychology and human psychology research. And two, anecdotal evidence from my personal life, from my mentors and people that I've gone out with. Like, for example, you know, when I go out with one of my buddies, Austin Summers, anytime we've been out, we've never had to deal with shit tests. We've always had fun. Women have always wanted to be a part of our fun. And it was just not something that was needed to overcome, like a hurdle to actually jump. So one, the second thing was anecdotal evidence of my personal life and also my students, okay? So when I said this, it was coming from these two things. So let me explain this a bit. When you go up to a woman and you're coming at her with a lot of fun, you're adding positivity, or you're bringing pleasure into her life, she will not want to get rid of you. This is basic human psychology, okay? Just like Sigmund Freud said, if as humans, we move towards pleasure and move away from pain. So if you're bringing pleasure into someone's life, they will not want to get rid of you. It is not basic human instinct to want to test a man, especially a woman's instinct, to want to test a man to see if he is confident or real. If she is testing you, it means that you've gone up to her without authenticity. It means that you're going up to her fake. It means that you're using probably the same line over and over again, and she's trying to get rid of you. Do not delude yourself into thinking that she actually likes you and she's just testing to see whether yada, yada, yada. If she likes you, she will want you to stay because you will, as a basic human instinct, you will be bringing pleasure and positivity to her in her life. That is how humans work. Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. If a guy or girl comes up to you and they're fun and they're bringing positivity into your life, they're adding value, i.e., quote unquote, they're socially valuable, will you want to get rid of them? Will you want to shit test them to see whether they are real or not? Will you try subconscious psychological techniques to... No, of course you fucking wouldn't. You would want them to be in your fucking life. You would want them to continue being around you. Now, on the opposite side of the spectrum, imagine a guy comes up to you and is fucking weird. And you could tell he's fake. You could tell his his laughter is fake. He's a little bit too cocky. He's a little bit too overly confident. He's a little bit off. There's just something off about him. What will you do in that scenario? Just like women, you're probably going to come up with an excuse to get rid of him or get away from him. Basic human psychology. We move away from pain and move towards pleasure. So think of this, how this affects you with women. So when you go up to a woman and she's shit testing you, that is a sign that you're not being real. The best thing that you can do to overcome that is not by saying, oh, you have a boyfriend? Oh, cool. I have a goldfish. We are all talking about irrelevant things. Like, that's the fucking most retarded shit that I've ever heard of. Okay? You don't exaggerate or try to ignore it. In that moment, the best thing you can do is be real. So for example, I've gone up to women and I've had this. When they do this, I'm like, oh shit, I'm not being real. So if a girl tells you, have you done this to other women before or do you do this often? She's not shit testing you to see whether you're being real or whether you'll be unreactive. She's genuinely wondering if you've done this to other women. And she's being truthful. You've probably used that same fucking line on other women. You've probably gone up to women saying, oh, hello, excuse me, I saw you from over there and I thought you were extremely cute and I would kick myself if I didn't talk to you. If you're using that line over and over again, you're gonna see women telling you, hey, do you do this often? Because they're genuinely fucking wondering that, because you probably are doing that often. The best thing you can do in that moment is say this: you know what? I do that often. I don't know why. It's like, it's almost like this automatic thing that I do with women now. It's like not real. I actually apologize for coming up to you with some like predetermined line. I do find you attractive and I do actually want to talk to you and get to know you. There's like, you know, I actually like your style and I feel like you would have like quirky humor like me. And if you don't, we're probably not going to work out anyways. But yeah, I do apologize. I do use that a lot on women. I should be genuinely more real. That will work 1,000 times better than any fucking shit test overcome technique objection. Every guy I know who's good with women will not get shit tests. Every guy I've gone out with and had fun with in terms of meeting women, we don't get shit tests. Because guess what? We are socially valuable. We have quote unquote social currency. Why do people drink? They drink because it brings them fun and it allows them to let loose. They don't shit test the drink. The same thing. You just have to be social alcohol. You have to go up to a woman, be fun, add value to their interaction, add positivity, make them feel pleasure, whether that's through emotions or sensations, and they will not want to get rid of you. And I another fucking thing that I heard as well from one of the comments, it's like, yeah, maybe if you're talking to women who are sevens, they won't shit test you. Or if you're talking to warm women, like if you see the girl is smiling at you and you go up to approach her, she won't shit test you. But if you're talking to the tens, or if you're talking to women cold, they will shit test you. Oh, fucking Christ. All this pickup indoctrination bullshit. So let me tell you this. All of the women that I have met and meet are not women who I don't consider attractive. They have to be what I consider a 9 or a 10. Now, obviously attraction is, you know, subjective, and I hate putting a number on a woman because everybody's numbers are different. But in terms of my attraction level to a woman, I always go up to 9s and 10s. Now, when I've gone up to girls who were 7s or even, you know, 8s, they have actually been harder to talk to, harder to quote unquote pick up, because women who are secure in themselves don't have to test people. And matter of fact, they probably have social basic understanding to know that testing people or pushing away people is not attractive. They are secure in themselves enough to be cool. Every woman who I've met who's been a 9 or 10, as long as I'm going up to them with social value, I'm adding fun to the interaction, I'm positive, I'm not trying to take anything, I don't have a predicated, you know, thing that I need from them, they have been cool. They have been understanding. They're very fucking open. They don't shit test me. And that is the way that humans work. It is basic social understanding and human psychology. Everything that all these pickup artists have been fucking telling you is a complete fucking lie. And if you are getting quote unquote shit tested, that means you are not going up to a woman and being real. You're probably overly cocky and overly confident, which isn't the real you. You are probably using the same line over and over again. And women can sense that and they're trying to get rid of you. It's not that they like you and they're trying to test to see if it's real. They're trying to get fucking rid of you. And sure, you can use techniques and objection handling to overcome it, which is what overcoming objections actually means. It's like overcoming shit test means is like using different techniques or games to overcome it. Yeah, you can do that. Or in that moment, you can just be fucking real and authentic and just tell the woman what you feel. There's been times when, yes, a woman has told me, I have a boyfriend. And either two things, they genuinely have a boyfriend and they're not emotionally available, which in that case, there's tons of women who are emotionally available. You just leave, or you can add her into your friend circle and meet her friends. And if you're cool, she will want you to meet her friends. And now you have an in. Or she's saying that to get rid of you. In which case, you can easily say, yeah, that's totally fine. You know, that's totally cool. Sorry, I came up super aggressive. I just want to ask a question, like, Did I come up in like a fake way? And I'm not like saying this in a butthurt way or anything. I just want to know, for me to just be better as a man, did I come up in a way that was like overly aggressive? And do you actually have a boyfriend? Like, is, you know, I'm not saying this again because I'm butthurt. I just genuinely want to know, you know, from my understanding. This will work better, way, way better than any fucking overcoming shit test thing. This will work way better than telling a girl, yeah, I have a goldfish. Like, has that ever fucking worked for you? Has that shit test objection ever worked for you? Has, you know, exaggerating the shit test ever actually worked for you on a consistent basis? Yeah, sure, it might work here and there. But has it worked for you on a consistent basis? If it hasn't, you need to test these things. You need to use some basic social understanding to go, wow, I've been lied to by these fucking pickup artists who are telling me that shit tests are real, when there's zero evidence, when there's zero cycle. Matter of fact, it goes against basic psychology. It goes against basic psychology. It goes against decades of research into evolutionary psychology and understanding of human mating strategies. And have I been lied to? Because I can guarantee you, you have. Because I don't have shit tests ever happen to me. I don't have my students having any shit tests happen to them. It's not something that happens if you're being authentic. And if you look at guys who are quote unquote naturals and they talk to women, why is it that they can have fun with women and women don't shit test them, then they're immediately drawn to them? Guess what? They're being fucking real. They're not going up to her with a specific agenda in mind. They're not going up to her overly confident and overly cocky. They're not going up to her with the same exact lines over and over again. And because they do that, they're adding fun. They're adding value. They are socially valuable, which means they bring positive emotions or positive sensations to the woman. Women will want to be around them. That's just basically what it comes down to. So look, the next time you go out, I want you to just try this before you go, no, this is a fucking lie. You don't understand. I've had shit tests happen to me and I've used these techniques to overcome. Before you say that, I just want you to try this. Okay, before you say that, before we go into more theory, I just want you to try this. The next time a woman says, I have a boyfriend, in a like attitude way where she's trying to get rid of you, or she says, do you do this to women all the time? Be authentic and honest, brutally honest. If you've been doing that to women all the time or using that same line, say it. Be like, you know what? You're totally real. I actually have been using the same line on a woman for the past like year. And you know what? You just opened up my mind. I really appreciate that. What's your name? And just say that and see how that works. Next time a girl says, I have a boyfriend, and it seems like she's just trying to get rid of you, just ask her, like, hey, I'm just curious, like, before I leave, I understand, like, you may not want to talk to me and whatever. But do you actually have a boyfriend? And was there a way that I could have come up to you in a more authentic, better way? Like, what do you actually look for in a guy so that you don't tell them you have a boyfriend? And they'll let you know, no, seriously, I have a boyfriend. Or they'll be like, you know what? Here's some fucking tips. And then you can get into a conversation after that and talk to her longer than if you use the goldfish line or any fucking other pickup technique. Just try it. I just want you to try it. Then come back to me and say, Mo, you lied. That didn't work. Just try that first before you say anything. Okay? So I really just wanted to talk about this because I'm getting so fucking tired of seeing all these pickup techniques that aren't working for you, but you've been so indoctrinated into them and you've been so indoctrinated into them that it's actually happened to you in real life that you go out there and go, wow, shit tests are a real thing because it's happening to me, but it's happening to you for a reason. A guy who is attractive in his behavior doesn't get shit tests. Brad Pitt doesn't go up to a girl and the girl going, oh, fuck, Brad Pitt is super confident. Let me fucking test him. A guy who's naturally attractive to a woman doesn't go up to girls and have them shit test him. That is not how things work. That is not how mating strategies work. It's based on no evidence. It's based on no actual experiences. Like, evolutionary psychologists have done this research for decades, just finding out human mating strategies. To go against that and go against basic psychological understanding and just basic social intuition, social awareness, and social understanding is absolutely ludicrous that pickup artists can get away with that so that you feel like you have another hurdle to jump over so that you go, wow, man, I definitely need help. I'm getting a lot of shit tests. Let me take your fucking $10,000 boot camp. Trust me, I've been through this. I've done this for 7+ years. I've met thousands and thousands of women. I've slept with hundreds, okay? I've gone on dozens and dozens and dozens of dates and I've dated dozens of women. And I have a beautiful girlfriend now. This is not coming from me just trying to be different or stir the pot. This is coming from me trying to help you out because I've been through it and my students have been through it. And I understand that, you know, a lot of you guys have been indoctrinated. A lot of you guys have may even experienced these quote unquote shit tests because you've been so indoctrinated by it that when you go up to the woman, you already expect it to happen to you. So you put a hurdle in front of yourself. So you go into it overcompensating. You go into it overly confident or cocky. And you use the same fucking lines and techniques over and over again. And yes, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Women do it to you. So next time, without replying back to this and being like, hey man, this is bullshit, I've done da-da-da-da-da, just go out and try what I told you and then come back and talk to me. Then if it doesn't work, I'll say, hey man, if all of you guys are coming back to me and say, hey, I tried that, it didn't work for me at all, I'll say, ah, well, shit, man, I'm fucking sorry. I made a mistake. But I can guarantee you, based on me telling my other students, based on me experiencing this myself, that it will work. Okay, so yeah, hopefully this guy's helped you out. Just felt really inspired to make this because I just wanted to be real about this and kind of put away all the bullshit that you guys have heard through all this pickup stuff and help you out so that you guys don't have to go through the same mistakes I did. So if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Make sure to share it with a friend and give me a thumbs up or a rating, whatever you're watching it on. If you're watching on iTunes, give this a 5-star review and just review it. And I'll see you and talk to you guys soon.